It's Wednesday, the 3rd of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Secretary to Cabinet Emilia Mukusa and Government Institution Pension Fund CEO Martin Nkumbi have signed a memorandum of understanding to launch the pension-backed home loan scheme. Here's Katrina Sikeni, the manager for stakeholder engagement at the GIPF, with the details.
The scheme will enable qualifying GIPF members to borrow up to one-third of their pension benefit and is repayable at a rate of repo plus 2.5% for the purchase of a home or land, construction of new houses, home improvements or renovations to existing property in urban and rural areas, proclaimed and unproclaimed areas across the country. The pension-backed home loan scheme is designed in such a manner that active members' retirement will not be negatively impacted at the time of retirement, as all outstanding loan amounts would have been repaid by the time the member reaches their retirement.
Paratus Namibia has launched a nationwide 4G mobile network and introduced an eSIM service backed by a 600 million Namibia dollar investment. The network currently covers 50 communities and will expand to 80 in order to improve accessibility and drive digital transformation. That's according to Managing Director Andrew Hall.
The tower infrastructure, the physical radios all belong to Paratus. We've built a network. The plan for launch was to launch with about 230 towers, which basically gives us about a 70% population coverage. We also focused on road coverage mainly from east to west and then up north, and then also secondary focus was from Windhoek down to the southern border. In terms of backhaul, Paratus does own an extensive fiber network throughout the country, but we do make use of third-party service providers in terms of backhaul because you always need redundancy. Even if you have your own infrastructure to a town or a tower, you would want a second option that should a failure occur, at least the network stays up.
Namibia has been recognized for its leadership in piloting the African Peer Review Mechanism Government Index. The APRM is a voluntary African Union tool promoting accountability and reforms. The Namibia Press Agency reports that at a national workshop in Swakopmund, officials praised the country's inclusive approach, stressing governance as key to resilience, investor confidence and sustainable development. Remaining on the continent, the University of Witwatersrand Machine Intelligence and Neural Discovery Institute has been awarded 17.6 million rand in funding by Google.org. The institute, which was launched in November last year, is home to some of Africa's leading fundamental artificial intelligence researchers. It's led by Professor Benjamin Rossman, who has been named in the Thinkers category of Time Magazine's Time 100 AI 2025 list. And a U.S. federal judge has ruled that Google will not have to sell off its Chrome browser, but the company won't be allowed to make exclusive agreements for searches and must share data with competitors. Shares of Google's parent company, Alphabet, surged on the news in after-hours trading.
U.S. District Judge Ahmed Mehta's decision in Washington follows his ruling last year that Google illegally monopolized the search market for more than a decade. At the center of this case were the multi-billion-dollar deals with Apple and other companies that helped make Google the default search engine on most devices, giving it a roughly 90% market share. Now, the court has barred Google from striking those exclusive default deals and ordered the company to share some of its search data with rivals, including Microsoft and DuckDuckGo, as well as AI firms like OpenAI and Perplexity. This order will last 6 years and is already being described as one of the most important antitrust decisions in decades, with the potential to shape how courts handle other ongoing cases against Meta, Amazon, and Apple.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.